Hello, here are some of the news-making headlines, internationally according to The Guardian, today. Visit theguardian.com for more clarity. Burkina Faso wants to reinstate death penalty, government source says. Military regime considering move after capital punishment abolished in West African country in 2018. Burkina Faso's military regime wants to reinstate the death penalty after the West African country abolished it in 2018, a government source told Agence France-Presse on Saturday. The last execution in Burkina Faso was carried out on the 19th of September 1988, according to Amnesty International. The nation's final executions killed four leaders accused of an attempted coup d'état to depose the president, Blaise Compaoré, the defense minister, Jean-Baptiste Boukary Lungani, the minister of economic promotion, Henri Zongo, and two unidentified men. Reintroducing capital punishment to the penal code is being considered, source said. It's up to the government to discuss it, then make the proposal to the Transitional Legislative Assembly for adoption. Justice Minister Rodrigue Bayala said on Friday, after Parliament passed a bill introducing community service, that the issue of the death penalty, which is being discussed, will be implemented in the draft criminal code. Bayala also said there could be further amendments to the criminal code to follow the vision and the guidelines given by the head of state, Captain Ibrahim Traoré, who seized power in a September 2022 coup. In May this year, Burkina Faso's military government announced it would extend junta rule for another 5 years, despite Traoré, the country's ruler, pledging that he would restore the civilian government by the 1st of July. Instead, Traoré's government passed a bill that month that included plans to ban homosexuality. Amnesty International has found the use of the death penalty is rising in Africa. Recorded executions more than tripled and recorded death sentences increased significantly by 66%, it said in October. Conversely, Amnesty said, 24 countries across sub-Saharan Africa have abolished the death penalty for all crimes, while two additional countries have abolished it for ordinary crimes only. Kenya and Zimbabwe currently have bills tabled to abolish the death penalty for all crimes, while Gambia has commenced a constitutional amendment process that will effectively abolish the death penalty, it said. Africa in a glass. Abidjan Cocktail Week mixes local flavors for global palates. Ivory Coast Drinks Festival aims to champion and change perceptions of alcohol made in the region at an event in Abidjan in late October. Alexander Quest Bead noticed someone staring at him. Then the stranger walked up to him with a t-shirt and asked for an autograph. He pointed at me excitedly and said, "You're Monsieur Namiko, I know you from Instagram," recalls Bead at the poolside bar of Bissa, a boutique hotel in the upmarket Dur Plateau neighborhood on the eve of Abidjan Cocktail Week. Sports news today, Chelsea 1-1 Arsenal, Premier League, live reaction. Reaction after the 4:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time kickoff, live scoreboard, live clockwatch, and email Dominic, the two managers have been speaking ahead of kickoff, and you can watch their musings here. Will Chelsea and Arsenal be among the inevitably long list of suitors for Victor Gyökeres in the summer? With Ruben Amorim, United will consider themselves favorites, but the two London clubs may be after a prolific number 9 technology news today. How Elon Musk became Donald Trump's shadow vice president. The world's richest man has risen to become the second most powerful man in U.S. politics. None of it was accidental as Donald Trump watched election results roll in from a party at his Mar-a-Lago compound. Elon Musk sat arm's length away, basking in the impending victory he had helped secure. In less than 5 months, the Tesla and SpaceX CEO had gone from not endorsing a candidate to becoming a fixture of the president-elect's inner circle. The future is gonna be so, Musk posted to his social media platform, X, just after midnight, along with a photo of himself leaning over to talk with Trump at the Mar-a-Lago dinner. Keep listening to Emichev Radio.